In the last 6 months or so, I've worked up all the proteins that are involved in olfaction and all the proteins involved in taste, approximately 70 in each of those categories. And together with a colleague, Larry Zweibel, at Nashville University in Tennessee, we're starting to try to figure out how they work and what they do, etc.
Why is that type of information important, how an insect smells or tastes? Well, do you hope to gain from learning these types of things?
I mean, the usual story from any university researcher, right? It's knowledge for knowledge's sake, understanding how things work. Obviously, the really central interest here is in the receptors that mediate the ability of females to find their hosts, in this case, us. We know what some of those chemicals are that they use. We know they use CO2, which we breathe out. There's nothing we can do about that. We know they use acetic acid, which we release from our skin. And no, there's nothing we can do about that. And a whole variety of other chemicals. In fact, it turns out that smelly feet are very important to Anopheles gambiae mosquitoes. So if you're in Africa, wash your feet. We're trying to figure out which receptors are involved in detecting which chemicals. And the ultimate dream of some people in the field who want to take it to a practical level is to then be able to design assays to look for chemicals that interrupt the ability of the mosquitoes to detect their hosts. In other words, to come up with either interrupters or even better repellents that would be replacements for the repellents we have today. Everybody knows about DEET and so on that you spray on your kids to stop them getting bitten by mosquitoes and getting West Nile virus this summer. And we'd like to come up with alternatives to DEET. That's what a lot of people would be interested in.
How far away would something like that be?
The usual story, long way. This is so new. We've actually only known about the existence of these proteins in general for 3 years. We knew they must be there, but we didn't know what they were. The mosquito ones, literally, we've only gotten the last 3-6 months. So very early days. At best, for figuring out some of the ligand specificities, it'll take 3-4 years.
Now, you're also interested in something called attractants.
So repellents are the sorts of things you'd want to spray or spread on yourself, much like DEET. But attractants are very useful as well, because if you can have a really attractive bait, and right now we use CO2 and other things, you can lace those with insecticides or have some sort of trap or some sort of device that attracts the insects in and then kills them in one way or another. So we're actually interested in both sides of the coin, both repellents and attractants in the end of the day.
And then once you've taken it that far, that would be something that the National Institutes of Health, which funded part of your research, would certainly be interested in, I'd imagine, as a means of preventing the spread of disease.
Absolutely. I mean, the real funding here, obviously there's both the local thing of preventing the spread of things like West Nile virus, which we're all very worried about now this summer in this area and all of Eastern America. There's already some extant viruses, but people didn't bother about them that much, St. Louis encephalitis virus and so on. In other parts of the world, mosquito-vector diseases are very major killers. Malaria remains not just a major killer, but a major source of morbidity and malaise in the world. And there are other insect-borne diseases as well. Dengue fever just had a resurgence in South America. I don't know if you're aware of the reports from Rio de Janeiro that they had a major epidemic this past summer, our winter. And so the long-term hope is that if you had the receptors, you understood how they worked, and you could build assays to figure out what chemicals they recognize and what chemicals interfere with them or are super attractants, then you might be able to make some progress along those lines.